Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Our theme verse for this week's scripture will be 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1, and this is how the King James reads. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Actually, a better translation would be, now concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost and His gifts. I believe that in the church, we look at the groups that the Bible talks about. I'm looking in Revelation and studying Revelation, and I'm looking in scriptures, and we've been talking about the judgment of the nations. Actually, there are three groups of peoples that the Bible speaks of as groups. I first learned this from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and in his book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, you can see that he comments on 1 Corinthians 10:32, which reads, the scripture reads, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Brother Hagin's comments. Notice that there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God. Number one, the Jews, God's covenant people. Number two, the church, God's own family. And number three, the Gentiles, everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew. Now, a better way to say that, and according a biblical way, would be the goyim, which would be the nations. The Jews, the nations, and the church. So, when Brother Hagin taught on that, he also taught on how important it is to rightly divide the word. It says in Timothy that we should, 2 Timothy 2:15, it tells us there to study. Study. That's one thing a lot of people don't do. And I hear them so many times talking about end time things, and that you can tell they haven't studied. So it says there, study to show yourself a workman approved unto God, that you won't be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is the word of truth. The Bible is the word of truth. And Brother Hagin said, if the Bible can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided, and error comes from a wrong division of the Word of God. My little granddaughter called me, and one of her friends was telling her that we were in the tribulation right now in Revelation chapter 8, and that's what the oil spill was. So I spent quite a little time with her and showed her that we're not in the tribulation time, and the church won't be in the tribulation time, and that's not what the oil spill is. So, wrong division of the Word of God. Wrong division of the Word of God. There, God's scriptures speak to three different groups of people, and you have to know to whom He's writing. And so, all the letters, the groups are the Jews, the nations, and the church. I've been talking to you the past weeks, and you should, if you're interested and you haven't heard, you can go on billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, and you can listen to our archived radio broadcasts on the Jews and the nations. Actually, I think we call them the judgment of the nations. But there's another group that we have to watch in these last days, and that's the group I'm in. In the Old Covenant, Old Testament, there were the Jews and the Gentiles, the Jews and the nations. We are told in the book of Ephesians that out of those two, God made one new man. That new man is the new creation. Any Jew, any Gentile, when he believes that God raised Jesus from the dead and takes him as the Lord, then he is instantly born from above and he becomes a new creature, what the Bible calls a brand new species. And so we're going to look at not the Jews or the nations as we did last few weeks, but we're going to look at something that's going to be happening in the church here at the very end. And I believe that to be a greater manifestation of the Holy Ghost in every way, especially in those 9 ways that are marked out for us in 1 Corinthians. They are called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We call them that. Now here, I'm just going to read from 1 Corinthians 12 right now and start with that first verse. Now concerning spirituals, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. God does not want you to be ignorant. I was ignorant. In 1967, I was ignorant. I was a young mother in Collinsville, Oklahoma. I had been born again for 20 years, and I went to my church, my Baptist church, where I played the piano, First Baptist Church, Collinsville. I taught Sunday school classes. I led junior choir. But ever since I was a little girl, 3 years old, I had known I was called of God. I had a hard time fitting because our denomination didn't have a place for women preachers, and I was called to preach the gospel. And so to tell you, I was thinking about this the other day, how God can stir up people. I was a mother in Collinsville. I had a husband, Kent Brim, went to work every day. I had 4 children who came in every day hungry, and I was doing everything I could to be a good mother and a good wife and a good Christian. And I tithed. I did everything I knew. But there was something. God started stirring me. He has a way of stirring us. I was thinking about how good He is at stirring us. And the way He stirred me was something like this. For one thing, I got a hold of a book, Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secrets, or Diary Secrets. I can't remember which it was. But Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China. And I read that book, and it just showed me that there was a depth to Christianity that I didn't know. I was going through the motions. I loved God with all my heart, but I didn't know that depth. And then we moved to Collinsville, actually. Earlier, we had moved to Collinsville from Inola, Oklahoma. And I had found out that a girl who lived across the street, across the hall from me in college, lived in Collinsville. And her husband was the football coach. And so we began to run around with them. And then she called me one day and she said, "Billy, you and Kent go to church, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, we do." And she said, "Can I go with you?" She said, "I haven't been to church except to sing at funerals. And I want to go this Christmas, and I want to sing in the choir, the Christmas choir cantata." And that was kind of hard to arrange, but I prayed about it, and I got under conviction. And the conviction I got under was, we are always taught in the Baptist church to be good witnesses. And here I'd known her for some years, and I had not been a good witness to her. Her name's Pat Martin. I don't think she'd mind me telling that. And so they had 5 little children. We had 4. And so we were often, you know, we didn't mind each other's children. So we were always a lot of the time together. And I could have had time to witness to her, but I didn't. And I'd read this Hudson Taylor's book, and I was stirred up by the Lord. And so when she told me that she wanted to go to church with me, it stirred me more. And I said, "Oh, God, forgive me. I haven't been a good witness." Well, she came to church over Christmas, and she got born again. And then she said, "You know what I'm going to do next?" She called me one day, and I said, "What are you going to do next?" And she said, "I'm going to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues." I said, "Oh, no, you're not." I drew my righteous robes around me. I was going to keep her safe now. I hadn't been faithful to witness to her, but I was going to keep her safe. And she said, "Well, why not?" And I said, "That solved the devil." Now, what made me think it was of the devil? Our denominational paper had put out a monthly publication and said that it was of the devil. Now, I should have known better. My great-grandparents were spirit-filled tongue talkers. But I just quoted what was said in our state paper. And she said, "Well, if it's of the devil, I want to know why it's in the Bible." I thought, "I don't know why it's in the Bible." But I said, "Give me some time and I'll prove it to you." So she got me into scriptures that I did not know anything about. And more this conviction, this moving of the Holy Ghost came to me. And then I got a telephone call from the doctor's wife Allie Honeyager. And she said, Mrs. Brim, can I come to visit you? And I said, yes. I didn't know her very well. I'd seen her at church. And she came in with a great big old Wallensack recorder on her knee to my house. She plopped that down on my coffee table, and she said, I came to play a tape for you. Now, we're talking 1967. It was a reel-to-reel 7-inch tape. I didn't even know what play a tape for you was. I didn't have a tape player. And she played me a tape by a man named Kenneth E. Hagin called The Father's Care. Oh, I was already stirred, and it melted me. I remember at the end of the tape, she said, Mrs. Brim, don't you think that before you convince Mrs. Martin the baptism with the Holy Spirit is of the devil, you should know more about it? I said, yes, I really should. She said, this man is teaching a seminar next week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the subject. And she said, I'd like to take you and Mrs. Martin there. Well, we went the next week. It was charismatic move days. And God had told Kenneth E. Hagin that there was going to be a great move among denominational people, and they were going to be swept in to the Holy Spirit fullness and His gifts. She took me there, 1029 North Utica, and there I heard for the first time, April 1967 in my life, Kenneth E. Hagin speaking and going through the Word of God on the Holy Spirit, and especially speaking with other tongues. His helpers were J.R. and Carmen Goodwin, pastors from Texas, Pasadena, Texas. I later learned to call them Mom and Pop Goodwin. They moved in the Holy Ghost like hardly anyone can imagine. Now, we're going to have, right here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we're going to have in June, coming up in the early part of June, 8 through 11. And you have to register for this because we don't have much room out here at Prayer Mountain. But we're going to have Reverend Joe Jordan, Reverend Ron Smith, and Billy Brim teaching on the gifts of the Holy Ghost and moving in them. We have a lot of privacy out here. We'll have morning meetings. We'll eat lunch on the ground. We'll cater in the food. And then we'll have afternoon meetings. Now, the exciting thing about Joe and Ron is they were trained up under Pop Mom and Pop Goodwin. And I'm going to read to you this week about Mom and Pop Goodwin and how the Holy Ghost operated in their church. Also, we're going to have a Holy Ghost meeting up at Osage Beach, Missouri, at Brother Larry Ollison's church. That's going to be starting, actually, the 24th through the 26th of May. Come up to Osage Beach. You can go online and find out about these things, or give us a telephone call at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or go to billybrim.org. There you can find out on these Holy Ghost meetings that are coming up. And I want you to listen tomorrow and all week for how the Holy Ghost worked in the lives of Mom and Pop Goodwin. Shalom.